The Wind River Reservation has long faced unique barriers to voting. This year, the coronavirus pandemic is adding more. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
Last weekend, as the Wind River Reservation was bracing for snow, Wyoming State Representative Andy Clifford was squeezing in some roadside campaigning in Arapaho. Clifford, a citizen of the Northern Arapaho tribe, is running for re-election against Republican Valera Whiteman and Independent Clint Wagon. Because of the pandemic, she and her team have been spending a lot of time outside in the cold.
We think of our ancestors and what they've gone through, you know, under the elements and stuff. So it's a little bit of suffering for a couple of hours, but I don't care.
Two women pull up in a pickup. Campaign volunteer Cherie LeBeau brings them bowls of stew and fry bread.
What do you want to drink? Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, water?
And Representative Clifford hands them a voting guide.
So did you get to vote yet?
Not yet.
Okay. You can go early.
Oh, the Lander Courthouse, 450 North 2nd.
But a week before Election Day, Clifford's constituents had cast about a third as many early and mail-in ballots as voters in the neighboring House district. That majority white district contains the city of Lander and the only early voting center in Fremont County. Depending on where you live on Wind River and what the weather's like, that drive to vote early in Lander can take anywhere from 25 minutes to an hour.
However, I'm encouraging people to go because the coronavirus is at a spike here, and I don't want them to be quarantined and not be able to go and vote on November 3rd.
And Wind River is far from the only reservation facing compounding barriers to voting this year.
It's just layered obstacle on top of obstacle on top of obstacle.
Samantha Kelty is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund, or NARF. She says strict voter registration laws disproportionately impact Natives in some places. Poor postal access on reservations makes voting by mail a challenge. And then there's what NARF calls the tyranny of distance, a problem that's made worse by the pandemic.
It's caused worsening economic conditions or loss of jobs. And so when it was hard enough to find enough money for a tank of gas to get to the county seat, now it's just impossible.
That's why NARF worked to secure satellite voting offices on reservations across Montana this year, where many Native people would otherwise travel 2 to 3 times farther than non-Natives to get to the polls. NARF also helped secure the right of third-party organizations to collect ballots and deliver them to election officials on behalf of tribal members in Montana. Marcy McLean, a citizen of the Blackfeet Nation, heads up one of those organizations called Western Native Voice. She says third-party ballot collection in those satellite offices have been key during the pandemic.
The way the virus is taking over in our communities, I hope people are being safe. And I think one of those precautions should be staying home and not going to an election office, especially when it's outside of our tribal nation.
There have never been early voting centers on the Wind River Reservation. But in past years, there has been one in Riverton, which has a larger and more diverse population than Lander and is a shorter drive from some parts of the reservation. This year, Fremont County Clerk Julie Freese says she doesn't have the staff to open the Riverton office.
With the increase in absentee balloting, it's taking a lot more of my people time here.
Plus, the pandemic has driven a lot of land sales, vehicle sales.
We're doing a lot of comp time in this office, just trying to keep up.
For now, Freese says her hands are tied by state staffing and security requirements for satellite election offices.
Can those be changed by legislation? Yeah, maybe. I think we can look at some of those that have come up through COVID, but I don't see any way I can do early voting on the reservation at this time.
Meanwhile, community spread of COVID-19 has reached an all-time high on the Wind River Reservation. According to Dr. Paul Ebert of the Northern Arapaho Tribe's clinic, as many as 300 tribal members could be under quarantine orders on Election Day. He says the best way for those people to cast their ballots is to call the Fremont County Clerk's office and arrange to vote curbside. To her constituents who are afraid of contracting the virus at the polls, Representative Clifford says there's one more opportunity to make that drive to Lander.
Go vote early. Vote now, just in case you do come down with the virus. And, you know, we're all about protecting our elders, protecting our people, family, and friends with underlying health conditions. And so it's going to be very crucial.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.